You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Welcome, fellow stargazers. Your sisters are in the house. Hi, Jude. How are you?
Hey, good, Sarah. How are you doing?
Good. Trying to stay cool. We're definitely in summer now.
We are.
This week is episode 43, and it's July, Sunday, July 3rd through Saturday, July 9th. And we're going to kind of focus on the moon's activities. So where should we start?
Yeah, I just want to say happy 4th of July, everybody. It's this 4th of July mm-hmm. week that we're talking about. And the moon is really active this week. And it kind of just was like screaming at me when I looked at the chart. Like the moon was like, wah! Because, you know, it's also the birthday of the country, So happy birthday, USA, right? July 4th is the country's birthday.
Right.
And because the country is a Cancerian, the country is born under the sign of Cancer, right? July 4th is its birthday. That means the moon is its significator. The moon is the ruler of Cancer. And also when we look at the mundane chart, so when I talk about mundane activities, that indicates activities that play out in daily life.
Okay.
Kind of mundane things. And we can also look at the news for mundane events that speak to the astrology.
Okay.
But that's a separate topic. That's over here. But I thought it was significant this week that the moon had so many, and this is a new word, quincunx aspects.
Right.
And a quincunx is also described as an inconjunct.
Okay. Back that up and let's define.
Okay, let's unpack that. Yeah. So an inconjunct or a quincunx is an aspect of 150 degrees apart.
Okay.
So a planet is over here and another planet is over here. And if you're putting them on the edge of a circle or a wheel of the zodiac,
yeah,
they make an angle of 150 degrees.
Got it.
Also, you can think about it this way. They are five signs from each other.
Mm-hmm. In either direction.
Yes.
Okay.
So three signs away is a trine, and that's our harmonious aspect, right?
Yep.
Five signs away is an inconjunct, or another word for it is quincunx, and that's an aspect of challenge and adjustment. So there's a lot of energy involved. Typically, it's two signs that are not in, what's the word?
Simpatico?
Yes.
Compatibility?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are two signs that are not in sync with one another.
Okay.
So for example, a planet could be in Leo, another planet could be in Pisces. So Leo is fixed fire and Pisces is mutable water. So it's really difficult for these planets to acquire a common ground because they're coming from very different modalities. They're coming from very different, you could say, personalities.
Mm.
And you can feel that too, like in your circle of friends or coworkers.
Yeah.
You know, there are folks that you can talk to, but you're not really, you know, best buddies. You're not really, the conversation can only go so far or so deep.
Yeah.
Right. And before it kind of hits this impasse where, you know, like this is like you can't quite get to like there's a potential for misunderstandings unless one or the other of you adjust.
Yeah.
Or, you know, back off from being challenging.
Okay.
Right. Or one or the other of you diverts the conversation or redirects the energy of the exchange. Right. And this is the same way with the planets, especially the moon, as I see it this week.
Hmm.
I hope that lays a somewhat of a foundation for what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Okay. So as we open up the week, and I just want to mention, on Saturday, the 2nd of July, you know, we're still working through Mercury square Neptune. So that energy is kind of like, you know, confusing.
Okay.
You know, we may not really get a clear understanding in terms of the news we're hearing or the conversations we're having with people, or even the ideas that might arise. They're not clear. There's a really big potential for misunderstanding when Mercury is square Neptune. Okay, so that's in play. It's exact on Saturday the 2nd, and I think we might have covered it last week, but that just kind of also kind of spills over into this week of July 4th.
Yep.
So Sunday the 3rd, the moon moves into Virgo, and during the day, it makes a quincunx to Jupiter. So Jupiter's in Aries. It's giving a lot of us, it's boosting our confidence.
Yeah.
It's helping with our sense of identity, our sense of self. It's empowering us in a bigger way. And there might be an area of your life where you're experiencing that.
Yeah.
The moon makes a quincunx to Jupiter. So the moon is our feeling nature. And so it might be saying, oh, you know, you went too far. You went too far that time, right? So you might be having to adjust an emotional exchange that you might have had, or rising of emotions that you might be feeling might be larger than they really are. So that's the other thing with this quincunx, is it's hard to identify what's yours and what's somebody else's.
Okay.
Because it's a little bit of a, like, the exchange isn't clear. The energy's exchange isn't clear.
Ah.
So the moon in Virgo wants to be very precise.
Okay.
Jupiter in Aries is like, throw the confetti at everywhere, you know?
Woo-hoo.
So it's that kind of challenge.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
you want the confetti to be only in a certain area, and then the guy next to you was throwing it everywhere. Okay.
Okay, good.
So we have that. And also we have Mercury making a quincunx to Pluto.
Oh, okay.
So this is like the day before the 4th of July, right? So Mercury, quincunx, Pluto. It would be easy for news to play with power or issues of power.
Yeah.
So things you hear, especially with that moon, quincunx Jupiter, things you hear about issues of power might be a bellows that's being put to those issues, you know, to inflate them. So, you know, there's also this Mercury quincunx Pluto. What you're hearing or what you're understanding may not be exactly the truth.
Yeah.
There might be some parts of it missing. It might be challenging to understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this is the quincunx energy that I'm seeing all through this week.
Wow.
So what I really want to caution people about is just take your time.
Mm.
Like, really just try not to react to something that you hear or you sense or you misinterpret, because it's totally possible that you will be interpreting things incorrectly.
Yeah.
You don't have the right information, you've misunderstood, or you're being misunderstood.
Yeah, okay.
So the potential for that is huge this week.
Okay.
Monday the 4th, it's pretty quiet except for the evening when we have the moon trine Uranus. Mm. So that's a fireworks, you know, celebratory, spontaneous celebration, spontaneous public displays.
Okay.
So there might be what weren't being expected that might be played out on July 4th, especially with the moon being the significator of the public, and also the moon being the significator of Cancer and the country's birthday being a Cancerian.
Yeah.
So I thought that was also significant that there's this trine energy, which can be almost too easy. It's too easy to get excited about something, or too easy for something surprising to take over, which may not be expected, something unexpected. It's easy for something unexpected to happen.
Right.
So again, just really play it cool this week. Be cautious, be safe, you know?
Yeah.
Tuesday, there's a lot happening, as if there wasn't enough already, but Mars moves from Aries into Taurus. So this is a little more of a calming area for Mars to be in.
That's good.
Yeah. So a little less of the agitation. The moon makes a quincunx to Saturn in Aquarius.
Okay.
So wanting to knuckle down, get some work done. I don't think so. Not with the moon quincunx Saturn.
Yep.
You know, trying to make sense of things is not going to be easy. Again, there's some part missing there's some energy that's challenging that needs to be redirected or requires adjustment.
Okay.
The moon makes an opposition to Neptune. So it's, we started off the week with Mercury squaring Neptune. The moon is now in opposition. So again, there's this sense of like misunderstanding or confusion.
Yeah.
Right. The moon makes a quincunx to Mars.
Okay.
So maybe there's something that you believe. So the moon is beliefs or feelings, and you want to act on those feelings. It would not be a good time.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you, again, you, it's challenging. You don't have all the pieces of the puzzle. You can't quite put it all together.
Got it.
On the same day, Mercury moves into Cancer. So we have the same day, Mars moving into Taurus, Mercury moves into Cancer. Mercury in Cancer is very much about understanding, being in touch with our feelings, right?
Yeah.
Being able to express our feelings. And then Mercury makes a sextile to Mars. So there could be that there's opportunities for communication or discussion. But with all these quincunxes, again, happening, we're not getting all the information. So that particular aspect of Mercury sextile Mars, Mars and Taurus, it could be a very hot-headed kind of argumentative kind of discussion.
Okay.
That's a potential for that. Mercury's in Cancer, very passionate. Mars in Taurus, again, like rooting down, kind of stubborn. So there's this potential, this sextile happening between Mercury and Mars, that's just a potential for getting like all revved up emotionally about something that we really don't understand.
Yeah.
Also this week, we have the moon square the sun. We have this first quarter moon. So we've come out of the new moon on the 28th.
Right.
So the moon now is moved into Libra. It's squaring the sun in Cancer. So Libra wants balance. Cancer is all feeling.
Yeah.
You know, so again, that kind of adjustment necessary, you know, just wait it out.
Yes.
I think that's the best thing to do this week, is just not be responsive.
Okay. Yeah.
Or reactive, I guess. Let yourself consider, you know, let things sit for a while before you offer an opinion or a retort or whatever.
Yep. Take an action.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Thursday, we have the moon square Pluto. So again, this kind of echoes back to the beginning of the week. On the third, we have Mercury in conjunct or quincunx Pluto.
Right.
The moon is really working through this week a lot of emotional, and I'm thinking because the moon is also like, of course, the ruler of the country. I'm thinking the moon is the public, especially during this week of our holiday birthday, right? The USA holiday birthday.
Yeah.
So the moon is making a square on Wednesday to the sun, but then the moon makes a square to Pluto. So we've got, the sun is going to be lining up with an opposition to Pluto later in the month, but right now we're getting kind of a taste of it. So the moon, first quarter moon, kind of adjustments needed. Then the moon square Pluto, you know, power, issues of transformations, issues of change.
Yeah.
So the public, the moon is grappling with how change is in process.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's playing itself out. All you have to do is open up the newspaper and there's a lot of change, and then how we're going to navigate through it. So it sounds like this is just a good week to be with the feelings, but not necessarily having to take action on them or respond or react.
Exactly.
Just like we need to process them almost, just kind of like, my gosh.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So again, on Thursday, you know, after the moon squares Pluto, it makes a quincunx to Neptune.
Okay.
So we're not getting all the information. We're not understanding the moon in Libra's quincunxing Neptune in Pisces. So it's like air and water, you know, emotion and then like logic.
Yeah.
The moon quincunxes Uranus.
Yeah.
So the moon in Libra is trying to find some balance, but then it's quincunxing Uranus in Taurus. It's like,
yeah.
Wow. You know, like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Then the moon makes a trine to Venus and it makes a trine to Saturn. So those are both calls to just kind of chill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just kind of assess, be grateful, count your blessings, and just wait. Just make an assessment here. Just wait.
Yes.
On Friday, the moon moves into Scorpio. And the moon quincunxes Jupiter.
Oh my gosh. Again, because it had quincunxed it at the beginning of the week, it's moved. It's now on the other side of it. It's
exactly.
Okay, yeah, because it can be five signs to either side.
Right.
Oh my gosh, it's like making a little reconnection to Jupiter again. Okay. Wow.
Yes. Right at the close of the week. Right. So in the beginning of the week, the moon was in Virgo.
Quincunxing Jupiter.
Quincunxing Jupiter. But now the moon has moved to Scorpio.
But still not compatible to Aries Jupiter.
No.
Yeah.
We have Mercury square Jupiter on Saturday. The moon quincunx Venus on Saturday. And the moon square Saturn. So these are some of the challenging aspects. Mercury is now moved into Cancer, squares Jupiter in Aries. It's hard to separate feelings and thinking when Mercury's in Cancer.
Yeah.
And then those feelings or thinkings, the idea of feelings kind of balled up in one are like getting kind of blown up a little bit with Jupiter being in Aries. It's all about what I think and what I'm going to do and what I think this is right and I'm going to take action, you know, Jupiter in Aries.
Yes.
You know, that self-confidence that is good on one level, but when you pair it with ideas that are not fully baked or they're very emotionally driven on the other, that's where that square can cause a lot of trouble.
All right. That's a week.
It's a week. It's a week of adjustments.
Yes.
You know, we might have to rethink some things. We might have to really re-feel some things.
Yes. And just be with the emotions. We don't have to react on them. See how they shuffle out or sift out in the week.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot happening in July that we'll talk about as we roll out the month. And towards the end of the month, there's, I think we've spoken about this, that North Node, Uranus, Mars conjunction in Taurus. So Mars has just entered Taurus this week. And so you can kind of see there might be some things that have come up this week with all these inconjuncts that don't make sense to you, but they might also be kind of a the way they play out through the month as Mars keeps moving through Taurus, that things get hotter and hotter.
Mm. Okay.
Right? That there's a little bit of a bellows that can be applied to these aspects that can rev us up emotionally.
Yeah.
Where if we really kind of pull back into ourselves, we might not feel so emblazoned or hot, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So it's really a good idea to just be cool.
Be cool.
Just be cool.
So, and I think there's ways to do that. I mean, it might be nice to literally at the end of the day, take a cool shower, like maybe even soaking your feet in a cool tub, like ways to like let some of the hotness get quenched a little. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like a tool we can offer people, like jump in a pool.
Go for a swim. I mean, mist yourself, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right. Just, like, keep the... Find ways to cool down.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. I think that is a lot for the week.
I know. I could not believe the moon. I just could not believe it.
Yeah. Well, I want to remind everybody that on Monday nights at 7 p.m., you can find us live with our weekly astrology call-in show at wmpg.org, live on the internet. And you can call in and ask questions. So if these aspects are making you ponder, give us a call at WMPG on Monday nights at 7, and we can talk them out in real time. And also send us an email at connect@sisterstargazers.com for any other questions. And keep cool, everybody. Keep calm.
Yeah, get those fans out.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for all the defining.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah.
We'll pick this up next week. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
Stay safe, stay calm, stay cool.
Yep. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Sister Stargazers. Let us know what worked for you this week. Find us on Facebook and post a comment at Sister Stargazers.